Where in the world is Justin Wong? It's Overseas Experience, your international news update on 95BFM.
Today we are having the latest updates on what's happening in the United States about the recent protests surrounding the death of George Floyd. At the past hour, his death has been officially declared a homicide following an official post-mortem, which said Floyd's death as a, quote, an arrest complicating law enforcement, subdual restraint and a neck compression. It comes after the release of findings of a private examination carried out by medical examiners hired by the Floyd family. It also found the death was a homicide. A video showing a white police officer continuing to kneel on Mr. Floyd's neck even after he pleaded he could not breathe sparked six consecutive days of protests across the United States. One Minneapolis police officer, Derek Chauvin, was arrested and charged with third-degree murder. Three other officers who were videoed were sacked, but as of today, still not yet charged. Minnesota officials have said State Attorney General Keith Ellison will lead all prosecutions related to Floyd's death. So far, more than 75 cities have seen protests responding to the death of George Floyd. President Donald Trump, however, has warned a strong response against the ongoing protests. In a conference call with the nation's governors earlier on Monday, Trump said they were, quote, weak and urged them to take an aggressive stand by mobilizing the National Guard if protesters begin to damage property. Later, in a televised speech at the White House's Rose Garden, with flashbangs echoing in the background, the president said Floyd's death will not be in vain.
All Americans were rightly sickened and revolted by the brutal death of George Floyd. My administration is fully committed that for George and his family, justice will be served. He will not have died in vain. But we cannot allow the righteous cries and peaceful protesters to be drowned out by an angry mob. The biggest victims of the rioting are peace-loving citizens in our poorest communities. And as their president, I will fight to keep them safe.
But then, a strong warning for protesters.
Today, I have strongly recommended to every governor to deploy the National Guard in sufficient numbers that we dominate the streets. Mayors and governors must establish an overwhelming law enforcement presence until the violence has been quelled. If a city or state refuses to take the actions that are necessary to defend the life and property of their residents, then I will deploy the United States military and quickly solve the problem for them. I am also taking swift and decisive action to protect our great capital, Washington, D.C. What happened in this city last night was a total disgrace. As we speak, I am dispatching thousands and thousands of heavily armed soldiers, military personnel, and law enforcement officers to stop the rioting, looting, vandalism, assaults, and the wanton destruction of property.
However, he did not respond to allegations and criticism of police brutality. Moments before the president spoke, which he promised he was on the side of peaceful protesters, authorities in Washington, D.C. used rubber bullets and tear gas to clear out peaceful protesters from Lafayette Square across the street from the White House. After his speech, Trump and his senior staff walked across the park to St. John's Church, which was lightly damaged in a fire set by protesters the previous evening for a photo op. Several cities, including Minneapolis, Washington, D.C., and New York, are under curfew on Monday night. The Bishop of D.C. told the Washington Post that she was quote-unquote outraged after the officers cleared peaceful protesters gathered near the White House with tear gas and rubber bullets to clear the way for the president to take photos outside St. John's Church. but responding to the Rose Garden address, Democratic governor for Illinois, J.B. Pritzker, told CNN that Trump said, quote, crazy things during the governor's conference call and denounced the president as a racist. He said the National Guard had already been deployed in the state, but said, we won't request military assistance in the state of Illinois. He also said Trump's threat to send the military into states would be illegal. Congressman Bobby Rush of Illinois' 1st District and a civil rights era leader who co-founded the Illinois chapter of the Black Panthers in 1967 responded to the president's speech by tweeting, quote, we are living in a police state. Protests have also expanded outside of the United States, including London, Paris, in Canada, and of course here in Auckland. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said this morning on Radio New Zealand's Morning Report the situation around George Floyd's death, who was killed by police in the US, is quote-unquote horrifying.
Overseas Experience with Justin Wong, only on 95 BFM.